points, and the NASDAQ up by 27. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bogg. Good morning. It's Friday, January 20th. It's Inauguration Day. I hope everybody is as excited about this as I am.
Well, we turned on the news this morning, of course. We're watching, we watched last night Make America Great Again on the Mall, Washington Mall. It was beautiful. And, so we'll be, of course, watching that. I think he gets sworn in at 9 o'clock, so it should be any time here soon.
Well, 9 o'clock.
Well, 9 o'clock their time.
No, it's noon their time.
Noon their time. Okay, 9 o'clock. So right when we get off the air. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we're going to have this huge wind advisory, by the way, till 1 o'clock. Today calls for heavy rain and, again, breezy with temperatures around 49 tonight. Just plan on rain all this weekend. Tonight our lows will be 39. Saturday calls for rain again. So anyway, we're good with that.
And Monday, rain.
Tuesday,
rain. Wednesday,
Monday,
starts to clear off.
Showers likely, it says.
Okay.
Monday night showers likely. Tuesday, chance of showers.
What's the difference between rain and
Wednesday's
going to
be
showers?
Sunny. I am just not sure, but right now it's
so
heavy
out.
Rain. Heavy, heavy, heavy rain. I was
right.
Driving down Placer, and it was coming down in sheets of rain. So I would say it was deluge. It was a deluge. Wednesday's going to be sunny, so just look towards Wednesday if you want some sunshine with a high near 55. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. How are you on this Friday? We'd love to take your calls. Tell us what's on your mind.
We have a big show today.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely
do. We have Gary Cadd. We have the director of The Heart of Nuba, which is a movie.
A film that's going to be.
A documentary made about the horrible things that are happening in that area of the world, in Nuba, where they have like one hospital for a million people, and they're under attack and ethnic cleansing going on there. And the director of that film will be with us at around between 8:30, 8:45, somewhere around there, because he's just getting off the plane. They're going to run him right over here so we can have him on the show.
And that's,
I say him. I think it's a him.
Yes, and the movie is in it's at the Cascade Theater tonight. So
that's right.
It's
at
called The Heart of Nuba, and we'll be talking about that. He should be
Sudan.
Here.
It's in the Sudan.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about the movie.
I know, but it's set in the Sudan in Africa. Hey, let's start off with something that's happy.
Absolutely, our pet of the week, and we love that Friday mornings. Good morning, Amy, and who do we have today in our Haven Humane moment here with you on Friday mornings?
Good morning. Today we have Molly, who I'm a huge fan of, like most of the animals at the shelter, big fan of. Molly is a one-year-old pit bull mix. She's a very, like, perfect size for a dog. She's not too big, not too small, and she is really well-behaved, as you can tell. She took the cue that it wasn't time to walk around. It was time to lay down and be quiet. So there she is.
She is. I came around the corner carrying computers and coffee cups and all types of stuff, raced around because I was running late, and coming in here. And she just handled that real well.
Yeah, and she walks on a leash really well as well, which is it's a really nice break for my shoulders and the sockets in my shoulders to not get them pulled out all the time.
Now, do you pick her up in the morning and get her from the shelter, or do you have her spend the night with you?
I wish I could have her spend the night with me. No, I pick her up from the shelter in the morning.
Okay, and then you do the media rounds.
Right. Today was a little bit different. I didn't actually do KRCR because they are doing the inauguration special. So
right.
Yeah. I got to sleep in a little today.
And how old would you say she is again?
She's about a year. She's a little bit over a year. And for that age, she's very,
very well behaved.
Very well behaved, very calm.
She's just down there, brown and white.
Yeah, and she gets a little overlooked at the shelter, and I think it's because she's not very forward.
Yeah.
In the, you know, she's not running up to the front of the kennel licking and loving. She's kind of, you know, she's quiet and she's very shy. And once you get her out, oh, man, she just warms right up to your heart. She thinks she can live on your lap sometimes.
Yeah, this is a great little, great walk. How big is she? 40 pounds?
40 pounds, yeah. Perfect size. It's really, it's not too small, not too big. She's perfect.
Well, I think she's
great. What's happening at Haven Humane right now?
Well, we are, let's see. Rain is happening at this moment.
Right.
It's at Haven.
You know, rain changes the, you know, do the animals change their attitude when
no.
it's raining?
Cause so it's harder to get him to go potty in the rain, though, and I don't blame him. This morning,
well,
she was having a rough time wanting to go potty in the rain. And
I've noticed our staff has that same problem.
Same thing.
Like they really have problems. I chase them outside, you know, and I say, go potty. And they just look at me. They kind of slump over and look at me.
So we actually have a lot of events coming up that are going to be posted on our website. We have a dog-a-thon. We have a pet fest coming up. Most of these things are in the spring. We have a super adoption event. We have an adoption event coming up in February at PetSmart. That's going to be a weekend long, kind of a big thing with a lot of our animals there. We're going to have our big, you know, rig, the one I have to drive, unfortunately. That's also my job. I get a designated driver sometimes because that thing is, it's like driving a semi and I can't even see out of the mirror, so it's kind of hard for me. I get my phone books and just handle it.
Let's not be talking about that out there until people come charging up. Okay, Amy from Haven Humane now, if they want to come down and see Molly or get Molly, pick up Molly. Just come on down, go get her.
Yeah, and also just to add, she's actually really great with other dogs.
Okay.
Cats.
Okay, what about kids?
Kids, great with kids.
I know, but what age?
I think they have her as an 8 and up, but...
Because she's 40 pounds.
Yeah. But I would guess she would do fine with little ones.
She would do fine with even little ones.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
She's really tolerant.
This is a great time. This is a great time. She's just laying there, just very happy just to be with people.
Yeah, she is. That's really what...
She's soaking this up.
Her thing is, it's a trust thing. At first, she was really scared. And the more time we spent with her, the more, you know...
Well, we always appreciate you coming on and doing your Pet of the Week here. And Carl's over there loving on her. She is. She's sweet. She needs to be adopted. So hopefully, you know... We're going to shoot 100 with you like we've done in the past. And once the dogs do the media and people see them, she's she just wants to be loved. So, again, her name is Molly, and she's a year old. And she's a mix.
Yeah, she's a pit bull mix, but she's pretty small. She's definitely mixed with something.
She doesn't have the head size that pit bulls do.
More
lavish.
She's long.
Yeah, she's long. And
she's a California shelter dog.
That's what you call them now. That's
what she
is. It's in vogue.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us, Amy, and again, our Pet of the Week. What are the hours again?
So we're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5, and Wednesdays we're actually open until 7 p.m. So we're open from 11 to 7 on Wednesday. So if you have a work schedule that prevents you from coming in and checking out the animals, we are open late on Wednesdays. So that's really nice for people who can't come in any other time.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Amy. Okay. Other events going on in the news. Of course, you know, it's Inauguration Day.
Is that what's going on out in D.C.?
Yeah, it's all over the place. We do have friends that are out there as well today, but it's been interesting.
We know a lot of people that are there. I was surprised. I wonder if we'd asked for tickets. I wonder if we could have gotten into that group. What do you think?
If we would have tried, I think anything's possible. We were watching a little bit this morning about, we were looking at the people that are out there in the mall that don't have the special tickets that showed up from all over, all the states. And I've said those are the middle Americans. We don't really know if they're, average Americans.
They seem like they were.
The people who probably own small businesses, people who serve in the military, families of people serve in the military. Very interesting, and we were watching those people who've been out there in the rain and just want to be a part of it.
Okay, the two that traveled the furthest was, they said, from Alaska.
Yeah.
Two African-American guys.
Yeah.
And they came in and said, well, so how was the trip? And you're here, he says, yeah. He says, we're really hoping the economy takes over, turns around and gets going. I mean, even though Obama is credited with saving the economy from tanking totally when back in 2009, after Bush had started the the bailout system, and then he inherited that. There's still a lot of people saying there's more people out of work. I mean, there's more people out of the workforce than ever before, that the economy has not turned around. We've got the lowest GDP, the lowest rise every year. So
you think Washington is a little bit nervous?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, by the way, before we take this break, you know what? Bikers are there for the Bikers for Trump ride are absolutely ready for physical confrontation. They are out there, Bikers for Trump. Now, when you see I never rode with bikers until I did the Patriot Guard riders. A lot of those guys are former vets, or they're always vets. But some of those guys, you would want them, please be my friend. Scary looking tough dudes.
Well, my biker gang was called the Wussies. Yeah, we tried to avoid trouble. But this thing here was, we're going to take a break. But there's so much going on today and so much going on in Capitol, so much going on for our country. And I'm just, it's sad that some people are abrogating their responsibility by not being there. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460. It's 45 degrees going up to a mind-blowing 49 today with lots of rain and possibly thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. It's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Inauguration Day, January the 20th, 2017.
This heart of stone, oh no, no, this heart of stone, what's different about her?
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
stars to be living here today. Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Yep, that's it. Lee Greenwood. No doubt I love. I'll tell you something. He's got to be 70 plus. And the story of Lee Greenwood, because I knew his ex-wife. We used to hang out together in Nashville, Melanie Greenwood. He played in Vegas in the lounges, and he was very multi-talented. You know, he played,
never a headliner.
No, he played in the lounges. So, you know, you would walk in and it'd be an open lounge, and he would be playing, you know, different instruments, and he wrote. So this was the big, you know, the big tune.
He has made it on that song.
And he's done lots of work, many years. Yeah. In fact, I opened for him. This is weird. I opened for Lee Greenwood in Orange County when Arianna Huffington was married to Michael Huffington, who was a Republican.
They were both Republicans.
Yes. And he was running for, is it senator?
Governor. I think he was running for governor.
Anyways.
And whatever he was running for.
So I opened for Lee Greenwood. So I got pictures of Lee Greenwood. Anyway, so know the story about him. But it's interesting because listening to him last night, he was singing, you know, of course, in the Washington Mall. He's singing in the same key. I always, you know, we know this as singers, is that usually as time goes on, sometimes you lower your key because your voice lowers. And he's singing in the same key. And I was listening last night. I said, God, Carl, he's still got really great pipes.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just, you know, from a singer's point of view. But I just think that song, you played that song when you were in Afghanistan, in Iraq, that was on your playlist?
Well, the first time I heard it was, of course, during Desert Storm. And when we were getting ready to attack, and General Boomer came out and was talking to us. We were all along the border there, getting ready to go the next day. And he brought this Marine, and this Marine stood out there and sang this a cappella.
Really?
Yeah. And, I mean, we're standing there. I mean, we're armed to the teeth. I mean, everybody's there. Nobody knew you were going to be alive the next day or in the next few days. And he sang that. And you're thinking, well, okay. But it doesn't really hit you. It didn't get to me till 6 months afterwards. I'm driving down the road at Pendleton when we had won. We had, you know, cleaned up, and then we'd headed back. And I hear the song for the first time.
On the radio in the car?
On the radio in the car. I had to pull over. It was really emotional.
Ooh.
And I thought, because where I was at, I mean, we seriously did not know. You don't know
what's
going to happen. And then when we went through luckily the plan was so good. The casualties were low. Not that they didn't happen. We lost one of our guys. And but it was still... It was still, such a transfixing moment, and I'll always remember that. I never heard the song before that.
Yeah,
so,
it's timeless, and it's wonderful. And then yesterday at the Washington Mall, again, you know, I didn't see the entire event. I got to see parts of it, but the ending of, you know, the military and the fireworks and the way that the service
family.
Women and men were lined up and then the family walking up in front of the Lincoln Memorial. It really was, you know, I think we're longing for the old fashioned tradition and the pomp and circumstance. We love that. Just like what's the 4th of July about? You know, okay, why are we celebrating Memorial Day? You know, a lot of those why we do it are gone. And whether you like it or not, in the last 8 years, there were things that Christ has been taken out of, you know, being so politically correct that, you know, you can't remember, or some people can't remember perhaps 15 to 20 years ago what certain things, what the tradition was.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's done things like they brought in the transition under budget and on time. That's a good start. He's reduced the ceremonial balls from 21 to 3, according to Make Reading Great Again here on the chat room. Now, I'm just saying what that's been said there. I think that's three official balls, but I think there are other balls going on. The Medal of Honor recipient ball, I think, will be tonight, too. Now, you have to remember that this is strictly for the Medal of Honor recipients of our country, less than 100 of them that can make it to this, and maybe less than 90 now. Obama and every president from the time it started has attended that, has gone in and said hello and thanked these men, except President Obama. He never went to either one of them on either inauguration. He was dancing with Beyonce and all that, which I thought was frankly heartless and indicative of what he thought about the military. It'll be interesting to see if Trump makes it.
Well, would you agree with the fact that if you've not served, and this is why I do believe that we should have national service in our country. I don't know if that will ever be implemented. I'm not talking about draft. I'm talking about having to serve. I think that gets people their butts off the couches and their faces out of the TV.
Well, they have a choice of going in the military or going into a
national parks. Service. They can
doing work, something.
Doing help to build bridges, help to build roads, but you have to do service before. You know, it's just part of your American duty to be here, to be able to enjoy our the wonderful things that we have, the freedoms that we have in America. Anyway, so if you had not served, maybe wouldn't you say that one who's not put on the uniform or gone through the boot camp or understood the process and what you do, that you don't have the same appreciation?
You know what? You can use that as an excuse.
I'm not saying it's an excuse.
No. I said a person could use that as an excuse. Oh, I didn't realize how important that is. Well, that's absolutely horse caca, because the point is that he's the president of the United States and the commander in chief. Obama didn't like the military. I mean, it was obvious for what he did to the military. The people that he surrounded himself with, you know, didn't like the military. You know, they can say the crocodile tears and all this, but look what they did to the VA. Or let the VA become. And they still never did anything to fix it. You know, Republicans were fighting them all along the way, trying to get something done there. And then everybody. There isn't a person in the United States, I don't think, above the age of 30 that does not understand that the Medal of Honor is the highest award that this country can give to a man or woman who have gone so far above and beyond the line of duty. This is the mark, the most prestigious mark of heroism in this country. And for a president not to go and pay homage, or at least recognize, doesn't pay homage, but he should recognize these recipients, and they're all in one spot.
Can you think of okay?
There's no reason not to go.
I agree.
And if Trump doesn't go, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'll throw him right into the same basket of that as I would Obama.
Okay, so now can you say before we hit the hour, 7:30 hour, because we've got our wonderful veteran. Can you say some nice things before we take the break? A couple things that you think Obama, or just real fast, Obama, Biden, good things.
I tell you what, this Obamacare or the American Care Act, Affordable Care Act, that people are wanting to dismantle. Yes, it needs to be changed a lot. However, it brought health care to a lot of people that didn't have it. It's touched people we know personally, mm-hmm. that enabled them to get health care that they couldn't get before. I think the pre-existing conditions needs to stay in any health care plan. I'm not sure about being to age 26 being on your parents' health care plan. I think at some point you got to get them out of there. I think there are things like if you get sick in a hospital, I mean, if you're already in the hospital, but you get something else in the hospital and you can't be charged for it, I think that ought to stay in there. There are things that need to be changed dramatically in the Affordable Health Care Act. But I think there are, you know, if you're there for health coverage, if you want people to have access to health care, then they're going to have to do something. Is this the way to do it, the Obamacare? No. But there are parts of it that could be, you know, that can be kept and should be kept. But we need to change how it's being done.
Well, I would like to say that
everybody needs to get into
this. I'd like to say before the half hour, is that I do commend the Obamas for the grace they had why they were in public. They had grace.
No scandal.
And they had grace together as a couple, and the relationship between the Biden, Joe Biden, and Obama was tremendous, and I just think that's wonderful. Okay, now, so, you know, that my heart feels full leading with that. Got to do thanks to our sponsor, Dandelion. Of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors. They're how we stay on the air, and Dandelion Boutique happens to be my favorite boutique in all of Reading. Located on Pine Street, gifts for that hard-to-buy friend, as well as designer brands. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. They have the largest collection of Brighton and Miss Me. Just a wonderful – you want to see what's happening for the spring colors and what's going to be trendy or that kind of thing or classic. They have it all. Go check them out. We're going to take a break right here on KCNR 1460 on this Friday. Today is the swearing-in ceremony for our 45th President of the United States.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that in-
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Carl, I'm thinking about a mocha.
And let's go on down then to Tobacco and Brew.
Great. I'd also like to buy some coffee beans for our dinner party next week.
Hey, while you're doing that, I'm going to go next door to their walk-in humidor. Pick up a grab bag of cigars. I always get a great deal there.
Well, then, let's go on down to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Where I come from.
Yep.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron Tippin.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Toby Keith yesterday just killed it.
In an ordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, January 20th, Inauguration Day, a big day in America.
Does that make where you wanna...
You know what? Why this is so big? It's because the strongest nation on the face of this earth is passing totally the power from one party to another. And they're doing it so peacefully. They're having tea right now. The Obamas and the Trumps are having tea right now. And then they're going to go together down to the inauguration point, to the stands. And then we are going to swear in the 45th president of the United States. And there hasn't, you know, the protesters, okay, they're going to be out there protesting. But guess what? I love it. I love the idea that protesters are out there. As long as they're not damaging things or anything like that, protest. That's what it's about. But I also love the 900,000 to a million people that are standing out there that have come from all of the United States.
It's an exciting time.
It's exciting.
And I just, you know, again, commend the Obamas. They've been so graceful. They really have.
You know what?
Been.
They have done everything.
They've been very
they've
graceful.
Done everything they can to make
gracious
the transition.
Yeah. And graceful. Yeah,
and to make the transition easy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, speaking of easy, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, from starting at 7:30 in the morning, whether it's coffee and coffee beans and drinks and all different types of stuff at Espresso Joe's, to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All of this at Tobacco and Brew with a walk-in humidor that is simply fantastic. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
Our veterinarian.
From Care Animal Hospital of Reading. She is our very favorite veterinarian. You know, we're thinking about the weather here, and it's so damp, and some people keep their pets outside. So we're talking about winterizing our pets.
That's right. And being, you know, keeping your pets as safe as possible in this type of weather, especially when it's a lot colder or when it snows, like we had that snow.
I know I had to feed chickens. I was so worried about them. Oh.
Okay.
Again, they have chickens right across the street, but it snowed, and
this.
I was worried about them. And my girlfriend showed me these little chicken sweaters that people are starting to knit.
Linda brought the chickens back.
And I thought, should I get chickens?
They were roosting in the
bedroom.
It was
horrible. I told these people across the street, I love them, but I'm not sure I can do wintertime with your chickens again. I was nervous every night. But go ahead. What do you do?
I got stuck on the chicken sweaters. That's
yeah, they have cute little chicken sweaters. I know. People are just like a kitty sweater or a doggy sweater.
Well, the first thing is when it is cold, and so this is for when it's a little colder, like it's, you know, it's in the 30s, and maybe you're going up to Mount Shasta, maybe you're up in Mount Lassen or Shingletown. Cats like to be in warm places, so what they like to do is they like to crawl under the hood of your car.
Ooh.
Yeah, and if you turn on your car and you don't know that a cat is there, then it can kill them. It's very, very dangerous. So one of the things I recommend doing, if you know that you have an indoor-outdoor cat or you know that there's some cats around your house, when you get into your car, as you walk around to the driver's side, just bang on the hood of your car. And that'll alert the cat to say, hey, let me get out of here before they turn on this car.
Have you seen?
So why aren't you at work today?
I mean, I know you're saying you've seen situations.
I've got a cat stuck in my radiator.
Oh my
you know,
goodness.
That kind of thing.
Well, you know, it does make birds get up there, too.
Any animals, you know, and mice. I've had mice in my car. but I've seen burns with cats, but it absolutely can be fatal. Burns are very, very common. But, oh, gosh, it could be so dangerous.
Hey, by the way, Simon the Pieman is in the chat room.
Oh, yay, Simon.
Simon's in from Virginia.
Oh,
so,
he is. I know.
Yeah. So he's welcome aboard.
Where all the action is right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Simon. You know they've shut down DC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at
can
the
only
ring,
walk in.
Yeah. Okay, so okay, watch out for cats.
Watch out for cats
in the hood of your car. So bang on it before
bang
you
in
get
car.
It.
Bang
in
your car. Okay,
bang your car.
I thought about that because I've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are there certain kinds of you need to feed your dog more in the winter? I think about that because does it help them to – could you share that with us?
Yeah, so I'm almost afraid to recommend this because the majority of pets I see are overweight or obese. But in the wintertime, your metabolism increases because it's trying to keep you warm. So just like with us, we want to eat more calories when it's cold. Well, pets, too, their metabolisms do increase. And so if your pet is active, and if your veterinarian has told you that your pet is lean, then you can increase their food, you know, maybe by a quarter during the winter months. And that will help keep them from losing weight. But I don't recommend this for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, it might be good to lose a little.
Exactly.
And out there. When we had when I had my horses, that we had bad storms like this. And they were, even though, you know, we didn't have indoor stalls for them, but we had shelters for them. Is go out and throw out a bale of hay for them so they could continue to eat, so they would generate the heat they needed so they could withstand it somewhat better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they were marine horses. Yeah.
Tough horses.
So when it comes to winterizing, we're talking about the fact that you should find out if your pet is the desired weight, right?
You'd be surprised how many people think their pet is not overweight, and the pet is significantly overweight.
So what happens, do you find that it's about a love thing, that people equate the treats as love and a connection with their pet, and
it's
too much.
He won't eat the food, so, you know, I have to give him chicken and beef and eggs.
Put a little cheese on it, little melted cheese on his food.
We do that.
That's
I can
good.
Tell.
That's not good.
Is that bad? Oh. And a little tiny bacon grease.
Hey, by the way.
Little tiny bacon grease.
Lucas. Do you know about Lucas?
Yes.
I've been told Lucas is fat.
Lucas is a little chunky. But there are a lot of animals in that household, so it's really tough to feed them separately.
Oh, okay.
And Lucas must be a good forager, right? Then, huh?
So what are your 2017 goals for as a veterinarian here in Reading? You've been here, what, a couple years now?
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. And you've, you know, what has the North State meant to you, and what are your 2017 goals? What do you want care to accomplish this year?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are expanding. So we just expanded our hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're getting bigger because we're getting.
You got that. You have some new people. I mean, we met her. Is she the girl from back east? She's now a veterinarian, then,
yes,
right?
Yes, Dr. Ives.
And, oh,
Dr.
cool.
Ives. Yeah, and she loves exotics pets. So that's her special interest. So in exotic animals are things like reptiles or the small furries like guinea pigs and rabbits and mice.
Really?
And she likes birds. So she does all of that.
Snakes, birds, guinea pigs. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Any reptile, turtles.
Wow.
Anything. She loves it.
Well, it's good to have a specialty.
Yeah, she loves that stuff. Okay, she will see dogs and cats, too.
So expanding, and we're talking about Cure Animal Hospital that is located on 20 Hilltop Drive. Mm-hmm. That's right up there by, right where the car wash is when you come up on Hilltop.
Bartels,
it's right next to.
Behind Bartels.
Yeah.
I know, you don't ever go over there. Oh, no, you don't.
It's nice.
I do, because they have a great veggie burger.
Well, they have a great veggie burger.
One of the best I've ever had, really.
Cool. Love to hear that. So you're expanding with another veterinarian. And,
yes, and we'll be
and up. Hours. What are you?
Yeah. At? So during the week, Monday through Friday, we'll be open from 7:30 to 7.
Oh, that's
night.
Good.
And then we are now open on Sundays from 8 to 12. So Saturday, Sunday, 8 to 12. And I don't know that we're going to be open much longer, 8 to 12. I think we're going to be actually expanding those hours also.
Really, that much?
So busy.
Well, it's great that you've got weekend hours, because people, you know how it is.
Because they never get sick on Thursday.
They don't. You know, it's Sunday at 2 o'clock when everything is closed.
During the Super Bowl.
during the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute.
What is that
dog throwing up?
They swallowed a chip in the wrong hole.
That's right.
What is that dog throwing up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Linda, pick up your underwear.
Yeah.
No, oh, my God.
Hey, Super Bowl. Let's talk about that.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, I'm thinking about, because I just started, I mentioned something with my weird sense of humor, that a dog got a chip stuck in his pipe wrong. So, you know, 2 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday.
We're going to take a break here.
Okay. We are? Well, I want to talk about what happens with the dogs.
We've got another.
With the, yeah.
Okay. We've got another segment here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? You don't know what the laws are anymore. Is it legal to have this? Illegal to have that? Can I buy this? Can I buy that? John Bastiani knows. He's made a study of this. Ask him anything. He knows exactly what's legal, what's illegal, what you can buy, what you should buy right now, and what you, if you buy it right now, what's going to happen a year from now, all of this. He's got a great store. He and his wife started this store 8 years ago. It's locally owned, locally operated. Great discounts for veterans. This is where Linda and I buy our guns, is Bastiani Arms. Anything you could possibly want down there, he's got or he can get for you. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I can't say enough about him. John and Sarah Bastiani at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. And it is 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 20 January, Inauguration Day.
Talking and messing around, and now it's time to rock and roll. These colors don't run, and we speak as one. When we say united, we stand. If you mess with one, you mess with us all. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. You've been acting mighty rash and talking that trash. Let me give you some advice. You can crawl back in your hole like a dirty little mole, but now it's time to pay the price.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound fawn. Zipper fly tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the
good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Inauguration Day, 20th of January. Currently 40 6 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Best in the North State. It's been voted that several times. And there's a reason. They're the best in the North State. I tell you what, you can't ask for more from Martin and his people. They'll be out there in a minute if anything's happening for any, and you're not warm or you're not cool. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They are the best.
And speaking of cool, we've been talking about how to care for our pets in this cool weather with our veterinarian this morning.
Our station veterinarian.
Yes, every month. We love getting Dr. Kara Tennant on our show and having her share with us her wisdom. And we're talking about winterizing pets. I kind of got lost. I went into Super Bowl, which all that stuff. But and then pets and adopting and pecking order and blah, blah, blah. But and you talked about that you're extending your hours. You have a new vet. I love the fact that you're open Sundays. Anyway, so do you have more to expound on with the winterizing?
Yeah, I just have a couple things, and maybe people know, maybe they don't, but one is salt is toxic to pets, just like it is to us. We can certainly get a salt toxicity, you know, if we ingest a lot of salt. So the way pets get it is when they're walking around on salted, you know, pathways.
Ooh.
And we don't see it a lot here in Reading because it doesn't snow very often. But if you are taking your pets up to areas that have a lot of snow, like up in Mount Shasta or, you know, Mount Lassen, they do salt the roads. And so when the pets are walking on them, what pets do is when they come inside, they lick themselves.
Wow.
And that can be really toxic. So,
oh, okay.
So make sure you wipe your pet's feet when they come in from outside if you know that the roads have been salted. And the other thing is antifreeze. And I think, you know, we see this in everywhere in the U.S., no matter where you are, even if it's not a place that gets freezing temperatures very often. And antifreeze is sweet, and so animals really like it, even cats. So when cats and dogs lick it, it is one of the most toxic things they can.
Well, a lot of people will run, you know, they run engine coolant year-round. Mm-hmm. It's not just during the winter that you put antifreeze in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Oh, I didn't realize it was that toxic. Well, I guess I did because people try to drink it because it's got some kind of alcohol base in it or something like that.
Yeah, you do hear about that.
And they do. What they do is they'll strain it through a loaf of bread or something kind of really weird.
Oh, gosh.
Did you ever hear about that? Oh, this was years ago. They could strain it through a loaf of bread and they drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know how many of them lived after that.
So, you know, I'm trying to go. I'm going, you know, I'm doing the movie picture in my head about, like, your car's parked and it could leak antifreeze and you back up and leave or whatever and your pet, you know, you empty the whatever. You empty your groceries. There's a little pile of water there and your dog just goes over because what they do is they don't realize, ooh, I can only drink out of a clean bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They'll drink out of a puddle.
Mm-hmm.
And
but that's a different puddle from your car.
Well, your antifreeze can fall out and underneath your car. Is what I'm saying is that anywhere near your car it can collect. And we forget about that. I think we really forget about that. And I know some people, oh, my dog was poisoned. Well, you know, maybe poison from the very thing that you don't think about.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
One of our listeners says if your dog sleeps in a crate in the winter months, you should put extra covers on the top and the sides.
I think that's a great idea.
Yep, that's what they do.
Keep them nice and warm.
Yep, on the side that faces the window.
Oh, that's so nice.
I worry about outside.
Keep the drafts
worry,
in.
Well, people worry about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what?
I never
understood it. I really didn't. I understood dogs of war. You know, I understood that. But I never could understand these little dogs. So people, we'll buy the new dog. You know. And
until
now,
you got one?
And now.
Yeah.
And then now.
But then you.
Okay, I understand it now.
But and then we were talking about cat lovers, people who have cats. And then you have one, and then you have two. Well, we have a girlfriend that's got a kitty cam.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And so when we were in Europe, they traveled with us a couple years back. And she was in, we got to the London Heathrow Airport. And she was able to finally pull up her kitty cam and find out what was going on with her cats.
Cats are funny.
And she couldn't find them. She was worried because they were hiding, of course, as you know. Like you say, they're solitary animals. That was something that I didn't really realize, that they're not group. They don't like to be in groups.
They don't. Dogs are pack animals. You know, if you look at all dogs, they like, you know, they like to be in a pack. But cats, with the exception of, you know, lions, they like to be, you know, in their pride. But cats don't. So think about all these cats, like a jaguar and, you know, mountain lions, all these.
Yeah.
They're all solitary.
They get together for mating, and that's it.
Yeah, domestic cats are too. So you have to be careful when you're bringing other cats.
Yeah,
right, in the household.
Okay. I think people are asking questions here. Calling.
Okay,
in.
Is it safe to mix raw food with kibbles? What's raw food?
Oh.
Is raw food like
like meat? Yeah.
Would that be like hamburger meat?
So it depends. So I don't know if, you know, a lot of people will feed their animals raw meat, like they just go down to the butcher and get raw meat. But there are several products that are being sold as raw food, and it's, you know, it's made as a complete and balanced diet. Because if you just feed raw food, it's not a complete balanced diet. But that's a whole different ballgame.
Really?
Because raw food, just like us eating raw food, you have run the risk of infectious diseases like E. coli and Campylobacter and Salmonella. And these all are things that we can get, excuse me, when we're prepping our food. And so if you are feeding raw food, you don't want anyone who's immunocompromised to be handling it. So that's anyone who's undergoing chemotherapy, the really, really old, the really, really young, anyone who has a compromised immune system is just not safe. So if your pet is used to eating raw food and that's what you feed, then adding kibble to that sometimes can cause an upset stomach. It's just like feeding a vegetarian, you know, a steak. You know, they don't necessarily have the enzymes to digest it. I prefer kibble, but if you ask 10 different vets, you're going to get probably 10 different opinions on raw versus dry food. But I think if that's what your pet is used to, I think that's fine.
We have a elk killer hunt on the street. Yeah, she's brought back some interesting things. So, okay, maybe that's not true.
Okay,
all
so
right.
I'm going to tell you. Okay, Snooki's 14 pounds, and sometimes she's 17, so we have to be careful when, you know, which is varies in those 3 pounds. But we feed her a really high, like a salmon food, dried salmon food, and I wish I knew the name of it, but It's got no meal in it.
It's got no meal in it and oils
and all kinds of stuff. So we go to the bakery and get that really – it's a blue thing. With that, we serve. We give her a little bit of cheddar cheese, a little tiny bit of bacon grease, water, put it in the microwave, and then make it warm for her. Like it's like a soupy thing with some chunks. Is that good or bad?
Oh,
and be honest, it's okay. We want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing that for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, I mean, she can tolerate that. It's not recommended.
Okay.
So bacon grease is very, very high in fat, high in calories, just like us eating bacon grease. You know, it's okay every once in a while, but if you're eating it on a daily basis, it's not a good idea.
Okay.
You worry about the pancreas, and being overweight. I mean, think about how tiny she is. She probably needs about 300, 400 calories in a day. So if you take bacon grease, which maybe is 200 calories.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, that's
she only gets fed once a day.
Okay.
So did you feed her twice a day?
You know what? That's completely up to you.
Okay.
I feed my dogs once a day, but
right.
Yeah,
they do fine.
Feed her when we feed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so
what you're saying is
kind of
lay out the bacon grease.
Pull off the bacon grease. All right.
What about the little bit of cheese?
No, it's okay.
I think a little bit of cheese is okay. Most animals are lactose intolerant, but if she can tolerate it, you're not having a diarrhea situation.
No.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, last thoughts here before we have to run. Is Super Bowl something that the dogs get sick during Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Think about all the food.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
So can you imagine halfway through the Super Bowl, you've got to get up and run down to the store?
Oh.
To the
Do you vet. Know they did a study? They actually have this published in a journal that the visits to the ER, to the emergency clinic, have decreased during the time of the Super Bowl.
You don't care. If you're going to die before you go in, you're not.
How is that even published? Of course it's going to decrease. People are watching the Super Bowl, and then they'll take their pets to emergency.
Yeah. Keep throwing up, hon. You'll be okay. Just keep putting water in her.
Well, I think
that's my wife.
If you have chicken wings out there and a dog decides you turn your back and that dog decides to devour the chicken wings, that's a bad deal.
Cheese dips, fish artichokes.
Oh, anything that's out.
Big dogs.
Artichokes. Can't have artichokes, right?
You know, I think, I don't know. I think they can.
Okay. Artichoke dip.
but not all of it.
Yeah, finish an artichoke.
Well, look, that, look forward to the next time you're on. Of course, we have you on let's see, would be
in February.
Yes, but it would be after the Super Bowl, but on Friday mornings here, mm-hmm. Carrie Tennant, and we're so happy to have you. Carrie Animal Hospital, new extended hours, 20 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 224-2287 and go, 7 days a week now serving the public with your pets, with your loved ones. Kara, Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you.
And be careful on your way up to...
Happy New Year.
You're going up to Tahoe?
I am.
Be careful up there.
Oh.
big weather.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
ski the diamonds even on the road there.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Gary Donner Cadd.
Summit.
When we come back, we'll have Gary Cadd after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. We are getting very close now to the swearing-in of the new President of the United States. Correspondent Linda Kenyon is covering the ceremony this morning from the west front of the U.S. Capitol.
I'm 100 feet from the podium where Donald J. Trump will soon be sworn in to become the 45th President of the United States. Assembled on the podium stage are former presidents and vice presidents, members of the U.S. Supreme Court, some members of the U.S. House of Representatives, and the U.S. Senate. The children of the vice president-elect and president-elect are being escorted to their seats. President Obama and Michelle Obama will soon be announced and seated. And finally, President-elect Donald Trump will be announced and seated as well. Invited guests here to witness this historic event are gathered in anticipation, and crowds have lined the mall to watch the event on jumbotrons. Bob?
As correspondent Linda Kenyon at the U.S. Capitol, there's light rain in the forecast for today's event. Trump joked last night to a Washington, D.C. crowd that that's no big deal.
I mean, the truth is, if it really pours, that's okay, because people will realize it's my real hair, and that's okay. It's okay. Might be a mess.
Iowa State University political scientist David Anderson says the inauguration caps a political season like no other.
This has been an absolutely surreal year in politics. I don't think many people at all would have expected Donald Trump to have nearly the success he had.
Trump is scheduled to be officially sworn into office at 11:47 a.m. Eastern Time. In a courtroom in New York today, one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins is set to appear in a federal court following extradition yesterday by the United States. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman made brazen prison escapes and spent years on the run in Mexico before finally being captured and brought to this country. On Wall Street, investors appear optimistic this inauguration morning. The Dow is up 101 points. More from townhall.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A prominent opposition Mexican senator is advising Donald Trump to keep his cool and watch his temper when he takes up residence in the White House.
Senator Mario Delgado, who's a former finance chief of Mexico City and a member of the leftist Morena Party, states the responsibility that President Trump now shoulders is of atlas proportions, and as such, he must stay calm and collected.
For the hope of the humanity, he has to be calm in his decision to think more and to be less emotional.
Trump is pledging to build a border wall, impose a border tax, and tear up the North American Free Trade Agreement. James Blears, Mexico.
Rescuers say 8 people have been pulled alive from the rubble of that avalanche that flattened a mountain resort in Italy. One Associated Press photographer could be heard on police radio saying, "We're pulling them out." Helicopters have been called in, and now the work crews are working with more enthusiasm and optimism about finding more people alive. More on these stories at townhall.com. If you consider yourself a political trivia buff, here are some inauguration facts you might like from correspondent Ron DeRockstra.
Thomas Jefferson was the first president to be sworn in Washington, D.C., and the first to have an inaugural parade. James Buchanan's inauguration was the first to be photographed. Calvin Coolidge, the first to be broadcast on radio. And Harry Truman, the first to be televised. George Washington's second inaugural address was the shortest at 135 words. William Henry Harrison, the longest, nearly 8,500. He died of pneumonia 31 days later, making his the shortest term in office. Theodore Roosevelt was the youngest president at age 42. Donald Trump, the oldest, at 70. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Uber is paying $20 million to settle allegations it duped people into driving for its ride-hailing service with false promises about just how much money they would earn and how much they would have to pay to finance a car to do it. The agreement was announced yesterday with the Federal Trade Commission. More on these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. It is January the 20th, 2017. It is a big day. It is Inauguration Day. It is the changing of power. The passing of the Democrats, President Barack Obama, after 8 years, to President Donald Trump, who will be taking his oath in less than an hour.
Five hours. I mean, in 5 hours it takes for them to completely come through and do the transition in the White House. Looking at a kind of a chilling picture right now of the photos where the Obamas were, and they're white because they've all been taken down.
Okay, hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on the 20th of January, 2017. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Let's go to the phones this morning. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Susan, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, we have a little Trump rally going on here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 99 points at 19,831. The S&P 500 is advancing 8 points at 2,272, and the NASDAQ Composite up 21 points at 5,561. The three most actively traded stocks this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 30 cents at 22.83. Chesapeake Energy, positive 24 cents, trading at 6.86. And General Electric, down 61 cents at $30.59. For local stocks of interest, UPS up 46 cents, trading at $114.73. Coca-Cola, positive 29 cents at $41.43. And Bank of Commerce, down a nickel at $9.35. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.49% and the 30-year bond 3.05%. Turning to commodities, gold is down $9.80 an ounce at $1,205. Silver off 36 cents at $16.96 per ounce. And crude oil trading up higher, up $1.47 at $53 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Susan Eastman. She is the first vice president of investments at Wells Fargo Advisors at 2705 Park Marina Drive. She knows what she's doing. She hasn't gotten there because she didn't know what she was doing. And she has just great advice. If you're wondering about your investments or maybe under the new administration, who do you talk to? Give Susan Eastman a call at 530-243-7561. Okay. We're here with Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning, Linda. I'm doing fine. Great day
today. On this most auspicious day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is kind of like it's a big day where America changes. America's changing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what these changes are. I'm not sure if all the changes are going to be good, and I'm hoping that they will be. I guess we're going to find out here in the next 100 days, but one of the things that we have to face as Americans is this huge deficit that we have, this debt we have that's grown by trillions of dollars. And one of the things that you've always talked about, and people now are starting, you know, it's finally caught on after 5 years, is the unfunded liabilities and the amount of money we're paying out for in our pensions and health care and all this. And now with the them just making the announcement that the budget was wrong by $1.6 million for the amount of money coming in because they double counted, which makes it even worse as far as money being spent.
Yeah, so we're not going to have our new new courthouse, which
no,
will
courthouse is gone.
Open up a situation to have more jail beds, which are things that we really need. It's really been hard. You know, I've studied the unfunded pensions for years, well, long before I was even on the council for my 4 years in the council, and I've seen what's coming and trying to be the voice in the wilderness to get folks to understand what's happening, but it's the here and now. We have the actuaries tell me not to use the term we're on a payment plan, but in essence they have us on a plan that we're starting to pay this debt down, and this next year that plan will increase by at least $2 million more than what we were paying this year, and that will continue increasing up until 2021, and then that particular amount in 2021 will continue for 20 years. So we're in trouble. And it was mentioned Tuesday night that Mr. Starman, the city manager, mentioned that they will be discussing that during their priority setting session, which will be coming up in February. And I'm not sure exact date. Usually it seems to me, in my mind's eye, tells me it was on the 2 o'clock on a Tuesday they have a city council meeting. So it's probably be the first one I would gather. But this information will be coming out. But what I and why I wanted to talk to you folks this morning, this priority setting session in 2 o'clock in the afternoon isn't going to cut it. We have the priority setting session. Yes, we have to have one. But it has to be in the evening. It has to be when the people of the city of Reading can come in and voice their opinion.
Well, what difference does it make to the city council?
The only difference does to them is they're going to have to sit there longer. And
well, isn't that why they're doing it at 2 o'clock?
Well, they're doing it so they can get in, get it done, and get out. I mean, it usually lasts about an hour and a half, maybe.
So when you sit in there for these priority sessions, what are the priorities? What were the priorities last year? I mean, you were in there.
You know, quite well. We didn't have one last year. You have them every 2 years.
Okay, so the year before, what was the priority?
You know, to be truthful with you, Carl, I haven't looked. I don't recall what they were at the time.
Was it public safety, though? Was that in
there someplace? Well, undoubtedly public safety must have been one of them, yes.
When they make these priorities, this is where the priorities, number one's priority is public safety. Does money then, and okay, so then the next one is, I don't know, mental health or something else. Is that how they do their budget planning then? Is like that when they're looking under priorities?
Not necessarily.
Well, if the first priority is public safety, why wouldn't the largest amount of money go there?
Well, that's probably what it should do, but it isn't necessarily. I mean, 4 years ago, I think that the Oasis Shopping Center was a number one priority.
Well,
and that never
that
went anywhere.
Well.
Yeah,
that
that's
went
right.
Well.
Yeah. So the thing with it is what I'm saying is they're going to be working on the budget because they come up with a new biannual budget. They'll be working on. They'll vote on that in June. So do the people of the city of Reading need to be involved in what the city's budget did? Yes, they do. Should the people be able to stand up and give their opinions on what's going on and how the city's going? Yes, they should. Should they do it at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, or should they rent an evening at the Civic Center and allow the people to come in and talk? I mean, we've had the utility rate increases that have been wildly disliked. What was the biggest reason for that? Well, the one common denominator on all four of those utility increases was labor cost. Mm-hmm. Well, the labor cost or increased unfunded pensions is what the cost is. You're going to have REU coming back again. Reading Electric Utility, the fifth utility. We did four of them. Now this is going to be the fifth one. And they tried back in June of 2015 to increase the the infrastructure, which is your network access charge on your bill. And they wanted to go from $13 a month to $42 a month, an increase of $29. Well, we were able to stop it, but they didn't go away.
It's come back in a different way.
Right, when it's coming back.
We got to take a break here. We're Gary Cadd, former city councilman here on the city of Reading. And we're talking about the things that we're facing here this year with the new city council and possible ways of alleviating some of these problems. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Home Helpers, Sharon Clark's agency that she started from the ground up. You have in-home care service. It's more than just a health care agency for your extended family, and your family can't be there. Of course, locally owned, trusted provider for quality, compassionate home care. That's Home Helpers on Larkspur Lane, Suite N. Give them a call at 226-8350. That's Home Helpers.
And we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:15 in the morning. It's 45 degrees going up to 49. It's going to be raining today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after that, and the day after that. All of the weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
But you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
On Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m., Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialists, presents the first in a series of free seminars at the Orchard Nutrition Center event room, as well as via live webcast on Facebook and live stream. This month's topic is stress and digestive health. Local area health and nutrition experts Dr. June Stevens, certified nutritional consultant Dominic Danino, and holistic health specialist Sherry Davis will show you the true impact chronic stress plays on your overall digestive health, as well as natural therapies you can implement in your daily lives through nutrition and lifestyle as a way to improve the overall quality of health of you and your family. You can watch online from your computer, tablet, or smartphone and post questions to the speakers in the interactive chat room. Limited reserve facility seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook or their website at orchardnutrition.com.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 a.m. on the dial. It's called the Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live.
a beer in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. It's 45 degrees out there, going up to 49 today. It was rain the whole weekend, so stand by. And it's going to be heavy rains, thunderstorms, so be careful out there. Wind's going to be blowing as it was blowing last night, so watch out for falling trees. There's already lots of power lost throughout our region here. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite has offered up $100 in savings. If you sign up with BNT Dish Satellite, you get $100 in savings for the year. You can also, if you recommend for a veteran, they can get $100 savings also. Now, because Channel 7 is not coming in and Channel 24 are not coming in on Dish because of the battles they're having over there, Doug Tooley will put a antenna on your house or in your home that will enable you to get local channels. And this is for people that upgrade their service or are new. So you can get all the channels all the time via BNT Dish Satellite. So make sure when you call, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. The local guys. Doug Tooley is a veteran and a veteran-owned business. He gives discounts to veterans. Okay, hey, we're here with Gary Cadd, and we're talking about the priority sessions that's going to be during the day. And Gary says, you know, this should be done at night, like the city council meeting, so more people can get there. I don't know. You know, Gary, I agree. You know, the thing that has the most transparency is what should be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Now, it looks like we're going to have to be paying more money because they underperformed again. Is the city having to pay more money for CalPERS now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much more it is?
Well, the increase, it's something that a lady that works for the city, Denise Maxwell, and I've made mention that I just love her, and she is a really class person to be in charge of our finances in the finance department of the city of Reading. And in fact, Mayor Weaver mentioned that he and I both think very highly of her. And she's gone through and worked up an amount. And I've been using the amount that the increases are going to be $2.1 million a year. And she came up with a little higher figure, about $2.5 million a year. Now, that's just for the unfunded pensions. Now, if you want to talk what might be underfunded pension, which is when they don't get their 7.5% return on their investments, that's another thing on top of it. In the last 2 years, they only got 3% over the 2 years. So the city's going to have to pick up another 12% when they figure that, and that will start, 14 will start this next year, and then 15 will start in the following year, and that will ramp up over a period of 3 years. So it's going to be even more than that. So let's say it's at least going to be $2 million a year, and it's probably going to be probably closer to about $3.5 million a year increase over what we're paying now. In this present year, we paid $8.5 million to CalPERS for unfunded pensions, and we paid roughly $5.5 million to PARS. So that's going to increase 8.5 for CalPERS. That'll go up to $10 million, $12 million, $14 million as it increases up to 2021.
Okay, and again, people point out that it's like a mortgage, except this is an adjustable rate mortgage that keeps going up.
And highly adjustable.
Highly adjustable. Okay, you know, Gary, you were there for what, 4 years?
4 years.
4 years, and you followed this for 8 years before that.
Mm-hmm.
What does the City Council of Reading have to do to try and pull this out?
Well, the Reading City Council has to realize that the first thing that I want the city of Reading Mr. Starman and the city council to do is to be upfront with the people of just how much darn money we owe. In other words, what is the projection? What's in front of us while we're doing things? Like I said earlier, the four utilities that they just increased with the mail-out vote that they did, which was legal, although they could have put it on the ballot also, but of course it probably wouldn't have passed if it had been up front on the ballot. But all four of those were labor costs. That's unfunded pensions. The original REU increase that'll come up in the priority session in February was first tried back in June of 2015. That was for unfunded pensions. They were talking about that there was a problem with solar, but that's not the case.
They said that it was because that they needed money for the infrastructure. So you're saying that was a lie?
Well, the thing with it is our infrastructure undoubtedly does need you got to continually working mm-hmm. on your infrastructure. But to pick up that whole thing worked out to $15 million
yeah.
a year.
Right.
So we have to pay $15 million continuing now. That's not just a one-time $15 million. That would have been $15 million every year
right.
as we go forward. Well, that's an awful lot of money to put into infrastructure. I mean, I don't know that we need the infrastructure. And
I mean, I don't know. I don't run.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they're, so you're saying it was going to be infrastructure, but it was also going to be
for unfunded pensions where the money was going.
Okay,
yeah, that's where it's going. And there's just like folks in town that are trying to put solar in, and I understand that there's one. It was mentioned at the meeting that was over at the Red Lion the other night with the chamber and Shasta Voices and Larry Vaupel.
He was Larry
in
Vaupel.
The Builders Exchange had
right.
I'm losing my train of thought, but
solar power.
Yeah, well, no, there's solar companies in town that have permits. They've applied for permits and they can't get them. I know one of them has 50 permits in. And they're not coming through.
Well, you know what? There was a problem there, but it sounds like they've started solving some of these, and that Vaupel himself got involved with getting some of them some permits. But you know, it's the whole thing with solar is that they've got to advertise for solar, which Reading REU does, but it's getting it through because it costs money, repairs money for solar. That's not true?
Well, no, it's the way they have it set up, it's true. See, what they're talking about is if somebody has solar, they have to pay that individual, I think it's 3 cents a kilowatt
something
more
like that, yeah.
than what they get on the spot market. There's only one problem. I talked to REU here months ago about that, and they said, oh, it's 3 cents. We have to do this. Well, that following Friday, I was at a League of California Cities meeting, and Cody Naylor was the individual's name that works for CPUC, California Public Utilities Commission. And he made the statement that with PG&E and what their setup is they pay the exact spot amount of that day of whatever they could purchase the electricity from on the open market as compared to the rooftop solar producer. So it's the same amount. So there isn't an increase. So what happens is you have to stop to realize that CPUC does not govern Reading Electric Utility. The Reading City Council and Reading staff do. So in other words, they've set it up to where they say that you have to pay 3 cents more. But on the open market in the real world, you don't. We should be.
They can change that.
Well, sure. Though they have to change
yeah.
that.
So they can't charge more. Okay.
No. So then it doesn't cost more.
All right. Hey, we're here with Gary Cadd, former Reading City Councilman, and we're talking about things that are facing the city of Reading after his, 4 years of being in office and what he sees is going to happen this year. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Full service. They can design and build jewelry there. They've got the only trained watchery repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Great choices, great things.
And coming up in the latter part of the show, we're going to have a very special guest come in to talk with us. He's the director of the Heart of Nuba, which we'll be showing tonight at the Cascade Theater. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to give you a breakdown of what that show is, because I think he's driving in Of course, with the storms and everything for the screening tonight, so we'll have them about the last 15 minutes. We'll be doing a little bit of a of who, why, what, and where. And when we get back from our break, after we talk a little bit more with Gary Catt on, gee, money, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Must be budget blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. It's Inauguration Day here on 20 January. And from what I understand, the President-elect Trump is walking in now, that the First Lady looks wonderful out there. You saw her in her
baby blue.
Baby blue there. Looks great. At least that's what you saw earlier in. Who knows what she's in now. It's going to be a rainy, rainy day here in the North State, and it's going to stay rainy for a few days. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business here in Northern California in the city of Redding, and the best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. Can I say that? Man's Last Stronghold discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here with Gary Catt. Gary, one of the things I've been pushing here and talking about and wanting to see is an elected mayor for the city of Redding. I think the city council no longer works.
Well, I think you're exactly right.
The concept. The city council concept no longer works.
Well, I think the thing that you're talking about here is really having an elected strong mayor.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We need a mayor with vision that can push things along. Tell Kurt Starman, I want this, 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 and this, and tell the city council, look, we got it, and this is the way we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. The thing with it is, in those three statements, you want an elected, strong mayor.
Yeah.
You have a strong mayor right now. A lot of people look at me and go, what do you mean, Gary? We don't have a mayor right now. Yes, you do. In acting, Kurt Starman is the strong, unelected mayor.
No.
His will is put on the city of Reading. And to be truthful with you, that needs to change. We need to have an individual that is elected, that we have some way of telling them what it is we want done, the directions we want to go.
I think it's time.
We're the stockholders in this city.
Right. Now, we do not have to have a charter city to
no,
do
you
this.
Do not.
Okay. How does that happen then? Real quickly, because our other guests have come
either
in here.
Either gather signatures and put it on a ballot.
Okay.
Or have the city council move in that direction. So it's going to be first ask the city council, and if and when the city council says no, which they probably will with this majority, they'll probably turn around and say no. So if they say no, then we have to go out and gather signatures and put it on a ballot. And I would probably have a special election, because we're getting to the point now where you can have all mail out ballots,
right,
and then turn them back into the county clerk. Won't be quite the way it was with the utility mail out.
Right. Understand?
Thing. But yeah,
time.
But it's past time. It's way past time.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Gary Cadd, and we
are going to
kick him out. And we're going to be talking with the director of a documentary, The Heart of Nuba. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But, Gary, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
By.
Because
you're more than
this
welcome,
is
guys.
This is something that needs to be talked about.
And this is a beautiful day. Invite me back.
Thank
I will,
you.
Absolutely,
thank
Gary. And thank you for your service to our city.
So we're going to take an early break. But before that, I want to just so we can do this, there's a special screening of The Heart of Nuba tonight at the Cascade Theater. The film is directed by Ken Carlson. He is here in the studio, and produced by Maria Shriver. It tells the story of Dr. Tom Katina, who ministers to the forgotten people of the Nuba Mountains of Sudan. The only surgeon within 200 miles, Dr. Tom does his best to save lives in the midst of carnage and terror, treating as many as 400 patients a day at Mother of Mercy Hospital, nestled in the heart of the Nuba Mountains. Fascinating that we're able to bring this to the Cascade Theater. He's in the studio. We're going to take a break and bring him back, and we feel very blessed to be able to have him here with us today talking about this wonderful movie. And this guy has an amazing history of the other films that he's worked on, too. Many of that you've seen and heard of. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country
from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
More beautiful, far heroes proved.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 20 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Hey, you know, we have the honor here to have a gent by the name of Kenneth Carlson. And he's bringing a movie tonight to the Cascade Theater. The people in the Cascade Theater are bringing a movie called The Heart of Nuba. And the thing about it is that
a lot of things about it.
Just talking to Ken here for the last 5 minutes. This isn't somebody that you know. This isn't his first rodeo. And so when you talk about being in a place like the Sudan, which at the very best is harsh, at the very best. And this movie is about a doctor, as Linda said just a couple minutes ago, who's out there by himself.
Tom Katina. Dr. Tom Katina.
Upstate New York boy.
In
Sudan.
Welcome to the show, by the way.
Welcome to
the show.
Thank
you. Welcome to Redding.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, you know, Ken, you've known him for a while. This isn't somebody you just kind of just stumbled upon.
This is personal.
Yeah.
We've been friends now for over 30 years. We entered the same class together, Brown University, played on the same football team. We're in the same Bible study together at Brown University. How's that for an oxymoron?
Yeah.
And we like to say, you know, in sports, you know, I've got your back, you've got mine, and we've got each other's backs in fourth quarter. And that's truly the essence of what happened with this film, that he has had so many people's backs. He has been working tirelessly, selflessly in Sudan. And when he had, you know, some issues, he had some needs, we were there for him. We had his back. And it is for that man each and every day, the fourth quarter. It's the red zone. He's got to dig in and he's got to make things happen. Not stuffing envelopes or you know, doing some charitable. We're talking about surgery in a MASH unit type place with bombs dropping around and ground offensives knocking on the door. We're talking about as close as I've ever been to a saint on the face of this earth.
Well, I tell you.
And he'd hate to hear me say that.
Well, most saints
would. He would hate.
Yeah. Well, you know, the film, of course, is about him and his hospital, but it's also about genocide in the Sudan.
Correct.
And with them being his patients being targets out there.
That's right. No, what we try to do is try to create a narrative. He is our narrative, but it's really about the Nuban people, and it's about this conflict, and it's how, you know, one man can, in fact, overcome great odds and show courage and change the war itself, because he provides hope for millions of people. Millions of people are reliant on him. They say anywhere from 500,000 to 1.5 million. We're not quite sure because they're distributed in the bush.
You know? Yeah.
And half the time they're down in Yida in the refugee camp and they're just dispersed. So you really don't know the count. But he – But he has provided hope for millions of people. And I think that's the message, that he's there working tirelessly. And same with the Catholic Church. They're there supporting him. And a lot of personal donations. But he is there fighting this fight and not basically earning nothing. The man has zero. In fact, his father says in the film, he said he has nothing, yet he has everything.
Wow.
And that's the truth.
Wow.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you, and then let's talk about the people.
Let's talk about me.
A little bit about you, Ken. First of all, you're just a Mr. Dynamo. You walk in the room, and the room is yours. Anyway, let's tell our listeners, you began your film career in, according to your bio, reality TV, producing over 175 feature segments for the Fox hit America's Most Wanted.
America, God bless John Walsh and that show. You know, that show literally was rejected by the FBI year after year after year. I mean, I think for a year and a half, 2 years, they pitched that show, John Walsh and Lance Heflin, the executive producer, and they said, no, we do not want our dirty laundry to be aired on TV. Well, we went ahead, we produced the first show, and the number one criminal we profiled, we caught. They came to our doorstep, and from that point on, it became the number one clearinghouse for every single most wanted criminal on their list. And then the number one way they caught him before, the number one way they advertised criminals, the post office.
Right. God bless you for having the fortitude to do that.
I would go over and look at those photos,
yeah,
and you think,
absolutely.
Because you see some people and you go, murder.
This person
looks like a surfer, you know, from Huntington Beach. Well, maybe he was.
Well, he was. In fact, I caught him. Badass.
Yeah. So the NBC reality show Lost. Lost.
No.
That wasn't
the Lost that.
Yeah, but still, it was a reality show.
Oh no, it was a great show. Fantastic ratings. Unfortunately, the towers fell when we aired it, and it was all about getting back to New York, the race to get back, and we had difficult times with that because of the timing. You know, it seemed frivolous about trying to get back to New York City when the towers had just fallen.
Oh, were you? Okay.
But it was a great show, and it took me to Mongolia and all over, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. So.
And Go Tigers, which premiered at the 2001 Sundance Film Festival and won several awards and went on to become a successful theatrical run.
Huge, yeah. I mean, it did great things, and that really is the signature piece for me because it was once again personal for me. That was my hometown. I played football. I, you know, was in love with the cheerleader, the head cheerleader, and it's really the essence of me. And what I try to do in filmmaking is do anthropological studies of my life. My father's a minister, so I've been preached to my whole life, so I think it's great worth in trying to figure out who we are, why we are, and why we do what we do. And so that was a film that really, really helped me delve into my soul and why I am who I am and why I went to Brown University to kind of discover a different part of me. But that film is probably what I'm known for the most.
Go Tigers. But you also won an Emmy for Omarosa and an acclaimed award, Wild Bill.
Wild Bill, yes.
Now,
Wild Bill was the first film I made, and that was a great moment for me because for America's Most Wanted, I was putting money into a lot of vendors' pockets, and a lot of crew members would step up for me. And I worked in every single state for that show except for Alaska. So I met a ton of people in law enforcement agencies. I mean, it was a great gig. But then I wanted to make, films. And so I was able to take that group of people, I want to say posse, but I know that's not a good word to say anymore. So I took that Rolodex, and I got most of these people to work for deferments or for free, and I was able to make a film about William Wellman, not Wilder, but William Wellman, and it opened up the 1996 Sundance Film Festival, and it was a wild success. And that was another anthropological study for me. I was able to study film without going to USC, UCLA, or whatever film school. It was really a great opportunity for me to understand the film history and to learn my craft. So it was a great move into feature films, documentary films.
Well, the other one, Omarosa, about Death Valley and the Opera House there, which I think I've been there. I think I've ridden through there a few times.
Marta Beckett.
Yeah.
Another anthropological study for me because it was all about how much time do I spend pursuing my creative dreams? That's what she did. So I was balancing a wife and kids And so that really spoke to me, the idea that this woman is out in the desert dancing when no one would show up in the middle of Death Valley. Want to talk about a harsh, you know, reality. And people eventually started coming and appreciating her craft. And it made me really look at my life. How much time do I spend making films, taking photos, writing, you know? And my wife is a singer-songwriter who is playing tonight, by the way.
Oh,
7
right.
o'clock at the Cascade.
Perfect.
She has the end credit song in the film, which is called Bloom, which is, I said, can you write me a song? And she said, well, I'm going to write about Tom Katina, because whatever he does, he's able to bloom wherever he is. Wherever he's placed, he makes, you know, things bloom. And so she wrote it, and it's, I get chills just thinking about it, because it's such an emotional song for me. And she wrote it from her heart. So she's there tonight playing. So I digress. But
how did Tom get to the Sudan?
Great question. He graduated from Brown with an engineering degree in 1986, and he proceeded to tell his brother, I want to become a doctor. And his brother's like, what, are you kidding me? You're going to be an engineer. You got this great job offer. What are you doing? He said, I want to be a doctor. I really feel motivated to do that. So he said, I don't have the guts to ask my father for any more money. You know, he's already tapped out for, you know, the seven kids that we have, or six kids. So I want, you know, I want to somehow, some way become a doctor. So he applied to the Navy, gave him 5 years of his life. And then they turned around put him through Duke, a residency at Indianapolis. And he got the travel bug. He always wanted to be a mission, you know, a missionary. And so the two worlds came together, and he took his surgical skills to Nairobi. And then he found himself in the rural part of Kenya. And then there was an opening at this Mother Mercy Hospital that just opened. And he went for 1 year. And when he got there, they said, we are so impressed. We are so, so blown away that you're willing to come here for 3 years. And Tom said, okay.
Instead of 1 year.
And they are paying him $300 a month. Whoa. And he's never seen a penny of it. I went over there, I set up a bank account for him. I don't even think any money has gone. It makes no difference to him. He is there doing God's work. And it is beyond my scope. And I've been there. I've seen him in action. It's beyond anything I can tell you. I mean, he was Time Magazine's one of the top 100 most influential people in the world. And he doesn't care. He doesn't want that. He wants to do God's work. He wants to do what's right for these people. And he is all in. He just married a woman from Nuba. He is there, went from the compound on the hospital to a tukul, to a house, a little hut on the hill, a mud hut, where he is living with this woman and trying to immerse himself in the culture as best as he can, because he loves these people and he is all in. Extraordinary.
Have they tried to kill him?
Oh, absolutely. America's most wanted, Sudan's most wanted. He's on the top of the list. And the first thing I asked him when I proposed this film, which, by the way, he said, no, we do not want to make this film, typical Tom Katina. The first thing I asked him was, this is going to put you in the crosshairs, you know? And he said, bring it on. It can't be much worse than it is. They're bombing us. You can hear, you know, gunfire in the near, you know, distance. It can't be worse. Bring it on. If I can get something done, if this film can affect change, bring it on.
And that film's going to be
tonight at Cascade Theater. And, you know, it's just $10 for adults and seniors, and kids and students are $5.
We're not pocketing that money.
This is going Take the Heart Foundation.
Take Heart Foundation, my wife and I set up, 100% goes to the Mother Mercy Hospital and to the great works of Dr. Tom Katina and his staff.
So that means, like, you know, they need vaccines and syringes and that kind of thing, and to support the school and continue to train the Nuba staff and prepare surgeons to one day operate their hospital independently.
Yes, exactly. All of the above. Independently, and that's one of the driving forces, one of the storylines in the film, is it's not all about Tom Katina. It is about the Nuban people and how he is there to prepare them to take over the ownership of the hospital. So he knows the eventuality of life. He's not going to be there forever. He is preparing them to be independent, to gain ownership, so they can operate on their own and continue this hospital. And that's his wish.
So you have a schoolmate, your brother Brown.
I love Dr. Tom Katina.
So how
he is a brother.
So you kept in touch with him through the years, and then you did, you started to write the script. How? Okay, you went through America's Most Wanted, all this other stuff. So how did this line up in your life?
I'd always kept in touch with him. I knew where he was. But, you know, it's very difficult when he was in the bush in Sudan. So we didn't really correspond much, but I knew he was over there. And because Brown University and the football team, the sports foundation, is a tight-knit group, I knew what he was doing. And then he was given an award in New York City. The Ivy League Football Federation gave him an award for being an all Ivy League player, and we're talking about phenomenal players that were honored, one from each Ivy League school. They do it every other year, and they gave it to Tom, and so he came back, and I was astounded that he would come back to win an award. That doesn't seem like him. Well, that's when I decided to go out into New York and to meet him, to honor him. But also to pitch him the idea of this film. And lo and behold, my meeting with him was cut short. Why? Because he raced off to the UN, all right, to put in front of them, against them, you know, to come back into this area. Because the UN said, too dangerous, we're out of here. So he came back really, truly to petition the UN, and he picked up a piece of hardware on the way.
You know, people may recognize this name, Omar El Bashir,
yeah,
who is wanted by the war crimes tribunals.
Yeah.
He is a terrorist. He is a person that has practiced genocide.
Think Darfur.
Yeah, and in Darfur, and now this to the Sudan. In Darfur first, but now here. And this has become one of his targets because this man's trying to do greatness. I mean, he's just – what he's trying to do is help people, and has turned into this. Now, is he the only – I mean, is there a team of doctors there?
No.
Just him.
Just him. And to find coverage for him is nearly impossible. When he leaves – to find someone to come in, and he knows when he leaves that people will die.
That's it.
And that's just all there is. There's 300 beds or so, and there's usually two people in a bed. I mean, they're you know, it's he knows when he leaves that there are going to be bad things. He can't. I mean, you know how hard it is to find somebody to replace Dr. Tom Katina, just him alone while he does
for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks, where
he comes back to get to ask for help and get.
Well,
more
let
money.
Alone the yeah. drive up. You're being shelled by by Antonovs and bombers. And then when you get up there, there's always a chance that the Sudanese army is going to break through. I mean, just let me tell you this: when I wanted to go over, when I pitched this idea, I recruited, attempted to recruit directors of photography to come with me, sound men. No one would come from United States of America. Everybody, I had two guys that said, okay, I'll do it, but then they did a little research, forget it. So I finally found somebody in Nairobi that would go, and this person went in the first time, a cameraman. Second time I went in, no chance he was going to go back. That's how dangerous it is. And that's just me coming and going and filming for 6 weeks. This man, Tom Katina, lives there every day. These people wake up every day in a foxhole, or there's a thought that the mother could be, you know, shot and killed, or the kids could be blown apart. I mean, they live in fear. So the idea of Tom Katina ever leaving there, I don't see it ever happening. And when he does leave, they have to get someone to replace him, and there are a few people that will do it. But their schedules, you know, dictate, sure, you know, 2 or 3 weeks off, and that's it.
Now, well, we love your passion. I'm telling you, fill your heart, fill your love, and your passion for this person and the film that you worked on and created. And it's a power beyond ourselves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, come and witness it tonight, yeah. 7 o'clock at the Cascade.
It's going to be premiered at 20 places. Is this right, or did I?
Well, it's
already been premiered.
Yes, we actually rolled it out to, you know, Hollywood has been reticent. Hollywood's looked at it and said, you know, great filmmaking, great storytelling. But wow, how do we take this on? And it's literally people like Marva Steinberg that are willing to take it on, are willing to wrap their heads around it and their hearts around it and say, hey, we can do something. So I've taken it out to you know, the churches. I've taken it out to Congress. We had a great screening at Capitol Hill. And then we took it over to Windsor Palace for the House of Lords, and we took it over to the mayor in France, and we were at the town hall to the Senate in Italy. I'm taking it to places that will make a difference. And so by that, I think, you know, with that, I think we'll have, you know, we'll get distribution. But ultimately, what I want is an end to this heinous reign of terror that's taking place. And I think that this film can do it. And people, grassroots efforts like Act for Sudan, the NGOs, and like Marv, Kimberly Carlson, these people are stepping up and embracing this and pushing it forward. And we're going to make a difference every single penny at a time. I'm telling you right now, we're going to stop this genocide. That's my mission. That's why I made the film.
Well, thank you. And thank you. And thank you so much, Max. And thank Judy Salters, too. She put us together as well. And wow, Heart of Nuba tonight, Cascade Theater, that's 7 p.m. Be there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today and taking the time.
Pleasure.
I know you had to fly in last night. I think that 7 p.m. tonight is going to be an eye-opener for a lot of people. There's going to be people that have served in these types of situations before and seen this before. But to see somebody that has just devoted his life like this doctor has, I personally think it's going to be maybe even a life changer for a lot of people,
as it
has for you. Thank you so much for doing
this.
Thank you
for having me on.
Thanks for bringing it here for
my
us.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming
Let's
on.
Let's do it again.
Hey, everybody, be careful out there. As we said, it's going to be raining all week, but we got cars and umbrellas, so you can get from your car into the Cascade with no problem tonight. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday morning.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Donald J. Trump now being sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. Let's go live to the U.S. Capitol. And as we heard there, Mr. Trump has just been sworn in as the new President of the United States. The oath of office administered by the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Roberts. Hugs and kisses from Mr. Trump for members of his family on the podium now.